Shalom Lachim, sweetest friends, this should be a special close for Maris Hanemer Batschana, Rav Moshe Gila Ben Yehudis, and Rabbi Dura David Ben Sarah. It says in Gemara Pesachim, and Av Gimel, there was a certain guy who used to come up and eat the Pesach, the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. He says that it says in the Torah that a Ben Echor is not allowed to eat it, and I'm eating it. I'm eating the best. So Rav Yehuda Ben Beseri said to him, did they give you the tail? So he says, no. So all right, when you go up to Yerushalayim, ask them for the tail. So that's what he did. And they said to him, what are you talking about? The tail goes up to Shemayim. So he said, and they said to him, the rabbi said to him, who told you to do this? So he said, Rav Yehuda Ben Beseri. So they saw something was fishy. They saw he's a guy and they killed him. And they sent to Rav Yehuda Ben Beseri a message. Shalom lach Rav Yehuda Ben Beseri, dat ben etzivin, misudascha prusa b'yushalayim. Peace unto you, Rav Yehuda Ben Beseri, you're an etzivin, and your mitzuda, your net is spread to Yerushalayim. So what's this lashon of this poetic lashon of your nitziven and your net is spread to Yerushalayim? Just say peace unto you, Rav Ben Beseri, that you're taking care of the Rishayim, that you make sure that we burn them from within our midst. It's number kasha number one. Number two, why did they kill him? Everybody asks. Just because he's over on Ben Echa Le'ochabo, he's Chayv Misa Bitmiya. What's pshat? Tosin Dibur Maschel Me'ayu Kasafu Lach, write that a Gdi, a kid, the Aliyah isn't sacrificed. So maybe he was bringing a Gdi as a Karban Pesach. So the answer is that no. Rov Pischem was a Teleh, was a sheep. So since Rov Pischem were Telehs and not Gdis, so they assumed that the Aliyah was brought as part of the sacrifice. Or maybe he told them that he's bringing a Toleh. And Tosus continues and says, why did Rav Yehuda Ben Beseri go up L'Regel? So maybe he didn't have Karka, or he was a Zakein who couldn't walk. And that's why he's Pater. He's Pater from Pesach, just like he's Pater from the Riyah. That's why Rav Yehuda Ben Beseri didn't go up L'Regel. So the Mefarshim ask, what's Pshat and Tosus here, this the Hemshich Divrei Tosus? What does the first part of Tosus have to do with the second part of Tosus? The part about Rov Pischem with Talez, or he told him, Rav Yehuda Ben Beseri brought a Toleh. What does that have to do with Tosus Vayter? So the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe in a drasha of the Shabbos HaGadol said as follows, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, Rikisu Yudha Halbishtan. He presented the following Mahalach. That on Daf Tzadi Aleph Amar Aleph, it says, Ein Shochtin as a Pesach al Yachid. You're not allowed to shecht a Pesach for an Adam Yachid. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, Yossi's Matir, even if it's a Chabur of 100, who can't eat Kizayis, he's Matir 1, and even if it's a Chabur of 100, if they can't eat a Kizayis, you're not Sheikhit. Rashi explains that according to Rebbe Yossi, it's not Tolui in the whether or not there's a yachid. A yachid is beseder. It's tali ba'achila. As long as somebody can eat a kezayis, so it's mashma. Even one person can eat a kezayis. That's enough. If there's nobody who can eat a kezayis, it's no good. But as one person who can eat a kezayis, that's enough. Even though the other people can't. The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam in Perek Beis Milchus Korbes Alecha Gimel says that they all have to be able to eat a kezayis. And the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam argues with Rashi. Rashi holds that as long as one person can eat a kezayis of the 100, you can shecht. The Rambam says they all have to be able to eat a kezayis. Another machlokes in Rashi in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Ein shochtin es a pesach al yochid, he has to be able to eat the whole thing, like he writes in Perek Hey, Milchus Korban Pesach Alecha Gimel. According to Rashi, it's enough that he can eat a kezayis. The Minchas Chinuch writes, the Minchas Solis writes in Mitzvah Hey, that it's pashut. That also according to Rashi, only the person who's eating the kezayis is yotzei yedei chovas pesach, but the other ones that can't, they're not yotzei, since achilas pesach is ma'akev, and they have to make a pesach sheni, like it says in Ayin Ches Amid Beis, nimulav chabur achas v'chazru, v'nimulav chabur acheres. So the rishonim sheishlam kezayis, those if they had first one chabur and a pesach, then another, the ones that ate a kezayis. So they're ochel and they can eat and they're yotze, they don't have to do Pesach Sheni. But the achronim that don't have a kezayis in this Pesach, they have to do a Pesach Sheni. But then he asked, according to those who hold that b'chol achila shel mitzvah, if you can't eat a kezayis, only pachos mekezayis, so let them at least eat pachos mekashir. Do a chatzi shir mitzvah. So why achronim shein lam kezayis? It says there ain't ochlim. Why ain't ochlim? Let them do a chatzi shir mitzvah. So the answer is, that you they can't be manuy ala Pesach. You have to be registered on the Pesach. They can't be manuy ala Pesach, like it says in Parakhes Mishnah Gimel. Lolam nimlim alav ad shehebo kizayis l'kol echad ve'echad. Pachos mekizayis is not considered minuy. So since it's not going to be, if you don't have a kizayis, it's cornished. That's tzichim kizayis in order to be a manuy ala Pesach. And that's why they can't eat less than a kizayis, because they're not manuy, they're not allowed to eat from it. For dafka matz and maror, there you can eat less than a shir. There's chatzi zayis mit chatzi shir mitzvah. Vadi in the Chazon of Vadi is a longer tshuva mitasach makoris about the sinyan of chatzi shir mitzvah. So it's b'seder, you could do a chatzi shir mitzvah, but matz and maror, but not here if you're not manui. Rashi says, "Sof perak lulav agazul kot shiyochel echol kizayis tzli." Rashi says, "Memana mosu al bnei chabura, vilo lo." Tchziv ish lefi achlo, haroy laachila. He has to be roy laachila. So, in order to be manu ala korban Pesach, you have to be roy laachila. Now, leinyan choyle v'zaken, who can't eat a kizayis, what's the din? Do they have an isser of shalol minuyav? Now, according to Tosis and Pesachim HaPeches Samad Aleph, this is the close in Bugarebis, this is a pilpul, Samad Af Halpin Kup. According to Tosis and Pesachim, this whole inyan of being manu yala korban is not d'oraisa. Meaning for ketanim, it's not d'oraisa. Ketanim can eat. Even if they're not manuy ala Pesach. And then Tosa says, "Veich ma'achil Pesach shelo l'menuyav." Okay, you're right. It's not min haTorah, but still you have to have minuy, and. Tanim ain't bezim mitzuvin lafrisho, but they're not allowed to feed him. So how are they feeding him this Pesach shalol menuyav? So Tosfos answers, chinuch mitzvah shari. You're allowed to give him an iser. Chinuch mitzvah. The Ran in the Dharma argues, and he says, no. It has to be ruin lehimanos. Ruin lehimanos. But ketanim that are not bnei hachi, they don't have to be manui. So it's Tosis over there. It's not considered shalol nechal shalol minuyev because they're not shaykh to minui. The Rosh seems to say like Tosim Pesachim. They do have an iser. Ketanim do have an iser of shalol minuyev. So the question of Zokain, Achola, or Zokain, Shenim Yuchol Nechol Kizayis, is telling this machlok, it's according to the Ran, it's Mutter, because they're not B'nei Hachi. But according to Tosis, it's Aser. Here there's no Chinuch Mitzvah, so they're not allowed to eat from it. Now, according to the Ran and the Tosin Nedarim, we can answer the kasha, the chayor l'rashi, who says afilu hein meya. If one of them can eat a kizayis, it's enough, even though the other ones can't. What are we going to do with the noiser? Those who aren't manui can't eat. And then it's going to come noiser. And what do you do about Noser? Ain Mevim Kachin Lebeis HaPsul. And that's why the Rambam says that you have to make sure that the whole thing is going to be eaten. But according to Rashi, no. A As long as one person can eat a kazayis, that's enough. What do you do with the notzer? So the answer is we have an etza. We give it to ketanim, we give it to zakenim, we give it to cholim. There's no esur shalom in uyav. B'shitas Rambam is nishta zoi. He holds that ain't somcha as a lishchot. You have to make sure that the menuyim can all eat a kazayis. Afilu zaken or chole. Now the Mishnah Melech, Perak Aleph, the Karban Pesach, Asan Tosim Sochim, who writes that Zaken Umishani Ochol Halach Baraglov, Patrimi Pesach Kamomariya. This is a famous Mishnah Lamelech, one of the most famous Mishnah Lamelechs in all the history of the Mishnah Lamelech. So, Frek there, where do we find the remez lize? The Fotrami Pesach. Where do we find the remez to patri them from the Pesach? In the Gemara, we only find a p'tur for a zaken if he can't eat a kazayis. And you can't say you learn from Re'iyah, because women are p'turas from Re'iyah v'chayavas b'Pesach. So the zakena might be p'tur from Re'iyah, but they're chayav in Pesach. So we can answer that what Tosis means is that he was a zaken or a chola, and he can't eat a kazayis. Pachos mekazayis, he's not allowed to eat kazat shalolim anuyav. In order to be manu, you need to have the kazayis. Pachos is shalolim anuyav. And therefore, Yudim and Beserah didn't want to go up the regel, because he was a zaken or a chola, and he had a suffix. Can he eat a kazayis or not eat a kazayis? So you know what to do. Because if he can eat a kazayis, then he's chayav to be manu on the Pesach. But maybe he's not chayav, and therefore it's aser for him to eat. Ish lefi achlo. And even according to Reb Nosson, who holds that achilas Pesach is not ma'akev, but it says gavri dechazi la'achila b'inan, ish lefi achlo has to be roi la'achila, according to Reb Nosson. And he's not roi la'achila. So he's between a rock and a hard place. So in order to lodli konis la'atz, la'achnas asal is fakis. Lo ola Reb Yudim ebisei reklal, lo nochis nafshe is fakis. That's why Rudim Yusera didn't go up. Tosis asks, in Dibur Maschil, Rav Nosson, why did he say that Ish Lefi Achlo means that you have to be Roy L'Achila? Why didn't he just say that it's a mitzvah L'Chatchila to eat? So, how can you ask such a question? The Gemara couldn't have asked such a question. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, what pasuk is he darshining? Rav Nosson darshins pasuk of shachtu kol adas Yisrael, that kol Yisrael yotzim bePesach echad. So the chatchilo, all the Jews can eat from one Pesach. So it's pashut that the chatchilo, you don't need to eat. And you can shech l'chatchila. And that achila is not ma'akev. But so you need ish l'fi achla, that the gaber has to be roi l'achila. So it emerges, we can say as follows. That Rav holds, like we see in the Gemara, that Ish Lefi Achlo is the mitzvah. Rav doesn't hold that Ish Lefi Achlo is that he has to be Roy L'Achila, that it's a mitzvah for him to actually eat. He also holds that achilas Pesach is not ma'akev. He holds that it's a mitzvah for him to eat, ish lefi achlo, but he doesn't darshan that it has to be roi l'achila. And he also holds that the achilah is not ma'akev. So according to him, hadra kushi l'duchte. Why didn't Rav Yehuda ben Seira go up to eat the Pesach, to be money on the Pesach? And if he can't eat it, nothing happened. You don't need gavra d'roi d'chazi l'achila. You don't need a gavra sh'roi l'achila, and then achilas Pesach is not ma'akev. So at least he should go up and be money according to Rav. Now this machlokas, whether you require a gavra that's roi l'achila, is totally, it would appear, in the question of why you bring this carbon Pesach. The Chasim Sofer in the Sefer Torah Moshe, Parashas Bo, writes that it says, "Ma'avod azos lachem v'amartem zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem." What's the zevach Pesach? This carbon chayis, this carbon of Rachmanos. Ki demasik vespasenu b'tenu hitzil Rashi. He saved our homes. And later on in the Kedushas Bechor, the Ben asks, "Ma zos?" And we answer him, "Vahikik shaparo l'shalchenu v'argush em kol b'chor tzet shalchen and izoveach." There it doesn't say v'zbatenu hitzil. So look there, and the Chasim Sofer points this out. In one place we have v'zbatenu hitzil, God had mercy and saved us, and another place it talks about killing their b'chors. So we have two inyanim here. If you say that the Ikar Karban Pesach is on Vayarog Hashem Kol Bechor, so the mitzvah is the Shechita, the Zirika, that they were killed. L'zecher zeh, what do? We eat a Gedi, like the Maharsha says in the Gemara on Shabbos. You have a Y Gedi. Says in Shabbos, my time easy mask and bereisha, Vader Imri. So why did the Izim go first? And then why did the goats go first, the Izim, and then the kid, and then the and then the sheep? And then he says, Kibriya, the word says Kibriya Shalolam. First it's dark, then it's light. So says the Maharsha, the Shaila is, why is it Malchus Yavan, which is like an Eiz, Utsfir Izim Hikdil, like the Pasuk says, why are they greater than the Jewish people, or like a Se? Why are the Izim greater than the Sez? And the answer is, first there's darkness, then there's light. We're the light. It's another Gemara, we're compared to a Se, Sachem and Zainam and Beis. We're compared to a Gdi. And there's another Gemara. That has a discussion. The Gemara there has a discussion. The end of Perek Makom Shenagu. Which is better? Is a Se better? Or is a Gdi better? So somehow that Gemara is related to here. But our point is that we have these Izim. And the Goyim are compared. Yavan, the Goyim are compared to the Izim. And that's the Gedi. And we're compared to a Se. So if we're talking about Mapolas Mitzrayim, then we should bring a goat. We should bring Korban Pesach Min HaGedim. And then the Ikar is the Shechita. Because if it's Lezecher Mapolas Mitzrayim, the pasuk that the Ma'at Chasim Sofer brought, Amartem Zevach Pesach Ma'avodazos Lachem Ma'azos Veikik Shapar Shachen Ibrag Hashem Kol Bechor Akeni Zovech. So you have to kill this, you have to shecht this Gedi, who the Goyim are Nimshel to. The Goyim are Nimshel to this animal, like we find by Yavan. If that's the case, then that has to be the Ikar. They're nimshel to a goat. Gedi and Eis, they're both goats. So according to that, you have to kill them. Kill the Gedi. But if it's Mishum Atzelos Yisrael, Vizbatenu Hitzil, so we're Semechem Bishu as Hashem. And then the Echil is Bechala Mitzvah, Kein Simchala B'Basar. And we therefore eat at Sli, the Mashchel L'Gedula K'derech Shemalachem Ochlim. And even though we paskin that Achilas Pesachim is not Ma'akev, Al Kolpanim, Gavr D'Chazi L'Achila Be'inan, we require that the person be Roy L'Achila. And then we should bring the Karban Pesach from a Tle. This Tle is this sheep, this Seh Pezura Yisrael. The Ramei Zal Yishuasin Shal Yisrael. So the Pasuk of Esbatenu Hitzil says that the Karban Pesach should be with the tale, with the sheep and the pasuk of that Hashem killed their bechoras and saved us. That's this Taleh, that's this ram, the Seh Pezura Yisrael. So the Taleh relates to us, and the Gedi relates to the Egyptians. So that's the question of what type of animal you should bring. They're in the same family. The Seh and the Tli are in the same family. So, that's why you have to bring the this for the saving of the Jewish people. You bring this Taleh. So the Goyim that are Izim relate to the Gedi, and the Jews that are Seh relates to the Taleh. So you should bring the Taleh. And that's for the saving of the Jewish people. So now we can understand the Hemshech Lashon HaTosfos, who writes that even though the Gedi ain't al Yosef Kreva, Rof Bishchem Ayat Taleh. Why? Because the Icarus Hatzelus Yisrael. And if the Icarus Hatzelus Yisrael, then you need to eat the Pesach. Because ain't Simcha Ela B'Basar. You should eat the Pesach. Shuas Yisrael. And then afterwards another Teretz, maybe he told him that he eats a Taleh. But really most of them were Gedis. Because the Iker of the Karban Pesach is B'Shul Ma'palas Mitzrayim. And Memela, Achilas Pesach is Namakev. The Iker is Teshechtit. So according to that, you can answer like we said, that, you know why he didn't go up L'Regel? Because he was Mesubik if he can eat the Pesach. Doesn't matter. Because even if he was Mesubik, if he could eat the Pesach, even if he can, it doesn't matter, because the Iker is that you shecht it. You don't even need a Gavro Roy L'Achila. You don't even need a Gavro Chazi L'Achila. Why not? Because you just have to shecht, as long as you're shechting the Mitzri, the animal that symbolizes the Mitzri, that's enough. So according to that, why did he go up? So according to that second Teretz, that they brought a Gedi, and Tosfos Rabbah, that if you bring a Gedi, then all you have to do is Shechtet. If you have to do is Shechtet, you don't have to eat it. If you don't have to eat it, so you don't have to be Roy La, you don't have to eat it, you don't have to be even Roy La Achila. According to the first Teretz, you have to eat it, or at least be Roy La Achila. because it's the Teleh. But if it's not, if it's a Gedi, then the Teleh is the Ikar, is the saving of the Jewish people who are compared to the Teleh. But if the Ikar is the Gedi, that's the Shechting of the Mitzrim, so that doesn't, you don't have to be Roy Lachila. Then why didn't he go up? That's why Tosa says Vaiter after that second Teretz, that it was that he told him that he bring a Teleh, but most of them are Gedis. Then Tosa said, so why Taka didn't he go up Larega? Brilliant. And the answer is, because he was a Zaken. Tosa says, since he was a Zaken, couldn't go, and Mela, he was Pater from the Pesach. He was unable to make it. He's an Onus. And since this is the case that Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev, like the Rambam says, Perek Beis, Halacha Yadalit, that Achronim Shein Lam Kizayis Chayvin Lachol Pesach Sheini, therefore the Rambam paskins in Halacha Gimel that Afilu Chabur Shel Me'ah, and if all of them can eat a Kizayis in Alad Hashecht, even if one of them can eat a Kizayis in Alad Hashecht for him, because if Achilas Pesach was in Ma'akev, then you wouldn't need Achilas Kezayis L'Kol Echad. But since Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev, you need a Kezayis Pesach L'Kol Echad. And he also writes that even if one of the B'nai Chabur was a Katan or a Zakin or a Chole, the din would be like this. It'll be Ma'akev. One of them can't eat a Kezayis. So Nimtza, that this guy was Nimna La Pesach, and he couldn't eat the Kezayis. It's also for him to eat the Kezayis. So what did this guy do? He essentially shtared, he impeded everybody else for being Yotze. Why did he impede everybody else from being Yotze? Because he's Manu Yan the Pesach. And he himself can't eat. Since he's Manu Yan the Pesach and he can't eat, so that means now nobody's going to be Yotze. Nizbatul mitzvah shakor ben pesach mikol shar b'nei achabura, because there wasn't minui kedin. So now what does this mean? This means that what he's doing is mamish gzeila. Why is it mamish gzeila? Because they all were money on this pesach in order to be yotze, and then by him being mana in this Pesach and preventing them from being Yotze, he's stealing from them. He's like stealing this Pesach from them. Now it's useless for them. He shechted this carbon Pesach and he rendered it useless. That's stealing. And what's one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach? Stealing. So he's chayav al gezel. Some people answer Pashit, he's chayav al gezel that he took. He took the carbon pesach. He took a part of the carbon pesach. He ate some meat from the carbon pesach. It's not yours. But here we have more of a football way of getting there. That he stared everybody. He stole from everybody else. And now nobody's going to be yotze. So they killed him. Kedin ben Noach. Shene she'ovra al sheva mitzvahs. If Yad Yisrael is takifa. And that's what they sent to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the At ben Itzivin. In other words, since you remained in Itzivin and you didn't come to do the Karban Pesach, because what do you hold? You hold that Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev. If you're holding that Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev, and therefore you didn't come up because you didn't want to get involved in Sveikis, because this is according to the Rambam, that Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev. According to the Teretz that most of them were Gediz, it's not Ma'akev. But according to the Teretz, then most were Tlez, and that's the Simchas HaBosar, it is Ma'akev. Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev. And that's why you didn't want to come. You didn't want to come because you didn't want to get involved in this Machlokes, because you couldn't be money on the Pesach. Because you would mess us up. You know how to be money if you can't eat. So that's what they said to him. At Benitzivin, you remained in Itzivin, and you didn't come to the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim, because you all that Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akev. And a Zaken, who's Mesupik, if he can eat a Kazayis, he shouldn't put himself in this case of Suffolk to be money on the Pesach. Because that would mess everybody up. And because that's the way you're learning, that means that your mitzudas prusa in Yerushalayim, your net is spread out in Yerushalayim, because it means that the way you're holding this person who is money on the Karban Pesach illegally is a ganav, and therefore he was killed. If you hold Achilas Pesach is not Ma'akev, so let him be manui. That's not going to stop others from being Yotze. But this person was stopping others from being Yotze. Why? Because Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev and he can't eat. So you stayed back because you thought Achilas Pesach was Ma'akev and you didn't want to get involved in the Suffolk. Maybe you wouldn't be able to eat and you'd mess everybody else up. Umetzudascha prusa liYerushalayim, for the very same reason, your net is spread on Yerushalayim and we were able to kill this guy because he was over in Gezel. He stopped everybody else from being Yotze since Achilas Ma'akev. And he can't eat. So Memela, nobody's Yotze, and therefore he's Chayev Misa, Mishum Gezel. Ad kan halpilpul hamefulpal shel Rebbe Mikloisenberg. And afterwards he was Dorish B'divrei Agada, but this was omitted by the editors of Yisrael Saba, May Efes Hamakom. But Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'shmaya, those who want, there are thousands of pages of Yisrael Sabbas, and you can learn it and see the brilliant pilpulim of the Kloisenberger Rebbe. So, we should all be Zocha, Lilmo, Dulami, Lishma, Vlas, Lakaim, Skoldivri, Salam, Torah, Behava, Main, Vyamain. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.